And I found this book by Dr. Scott Mandelker called From Elsewhere that talked about the idea that people could be ET souls. And I read the book, and I get to this questionnaire at the back, and he has 12 questions that say, if you can answer these questions in the affirmative, then your soul is probably an extraterrestrial soul. And I read these 12 questions, and it's like no one in the history of my life has ever gotten more directly personal of really knowing who I am behind all the walls that I was putting up to other people.
But what kind of questions would they have been, Dave?
Well, I actually have the book right here. I didn't plan on talking about this, but I just happen to have the book right here, so let me read you something.
I'd love to know what makes an ET soul.
All right, let's rock it. You are most likely an ET wanderer if, number one, you are often lost in daydreams of ETs, UFOs, other worlds, space travel, and utopian societies as a child. Your family thought you were a bit odd without knowing quite why. Number two, you always felt like your parents were not your true parents, that your real family was far away and hidden.
Now, do you have to say yes to all of them?
No.
Okay.
It says here it's a subjective measurement. It's only a broad stroke portrait.
Well, let's do me. All right, let's ask the questions and let's see what I am.
Okay.
I would have said yes to your first question.
Okay.
No to your second.
Okay. Number three, you've had one or more vivid UFO experiences in a dream or during waking hours which dramatically changed your life, helped to resolve doubts, inspire confidence and hope, and gave you meaning and a greater purpose.
I would say in a dream, yes, but never in real life.
Well, that's good enough.
Okay.
So we got two hits so far.
All right.
Number four, you are genuinely kind, gentle, harmless, peaceful, and non-aggressive, not just sometimes, but almost always. You're not much interested in money or possessions, so if someone must do without, it usually becomes you. This is your habitual self-sacrificing nature.
I would say yes, unless I'm really pushed. If I saw someone being violent to someone, I would step in and be pretty darn violent myself.
Well, check this out. The very next sentence says, acts of human cruelty, violence, and perpetual global warfare seem really strange, or shall we say alien to you. You just can't figure out all this anger, rage, and competition.
True.
Number five. So we got 3 out of 12.
Three out of 4 so far.
Right. Well, 12 altogether is what we're going to have at the end, but
right.
We're just counting it up. Number 5, you have a hard time recognizing evil and trickery. Some people have called you naive, and they're right. When you do perceive genuine negativity in your midst, you recoil in horror, and you may feel shocked that, quote-unquote, some people would really do something like that. In a subtle way, you feel confused. Perhaps you vaguely sense having known a world that was free of this disharmony.
I'd say yes. That's a tough one, but
right.
I'd go yes.
Okay. So that's 4. Number 6, the essence of your life is serving others, be they family, friends, or in your profession, and you cherish great ideals, which may also be somewhat innocent and naive in worldly terms. But you sincerely and deeply hope to improve the world. You are disappointed and frustrated when these hopes and dreams don't materialize.
Yes.
Can we say Hurricane Charlie?
Yep. You listen.
We'll get into that. Number 7, you completely embrace the scientific temperament with a cool, reasoned, and measured approach to life. Human passions and red-hot desires seem strange. You are baffled by these emotions. Romance and the world of feelings are foreign to your natural way. You analyze experiences, so people say you're always in your head, which is true. Note, this type of wanderer is less common and probably wouldn't be reading this book. His skepticism is too great.
I'd say no on that one.
Right. I didn't really get a hit on that at the time, but then it came to be more like me later on.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, you can easily get lost in science fiction, medieval epic fantasy like The Hobbit, and visionary art.
Yes.
Okay. No need to go further on that one. Number 9, you have an insatiable interest in UFOs, life on other worlds, or previous Earth civilizations such as Atlantis or Lemuria. Duh.
Yes.
Number 10, you have a strong interest in mystic spirituality, Eastern and Western, both in theory and practice. And you have a deep sense, perhaps, that you used to have great powers and somehow lost them. You don't know how, but that's how you feel. You may feel, therefore, that it's unnecessary to try to discipline yourself, since you've already been there and done that, but somehow you forgot what you once knew. People may doubt your resolve on this issue, but you know it's not quite that simple.
I'd give that a yes.
All right. Number 11, you have become a conscious channel for ETs or other sources not from Earth, and you realize the purpose of your life is to help others grow and evolve. Most likely you are not a sleeping wanderer at this point.
Yeah, now that's tough. I don't believe I'm a channeler, but I do think that my purpose, obviously just by the nature of what I do, is to help other people. So what do I do?
I mean, I think the way in which you speak shows that you have an intuitive contact. I don't think that it's it's so formally developed to call it channeling. But I mean,
should I put down yes then?
Well, yeah. I mean, Richard, when he's on the air, you hear stuff tumble out of his mouth so fast, and you can hear that I'm a highly developed intuitive. I can speak at a rapid speed, but Richard is as good at it as I am. He just doesn't call it intuitive.
Richard may be the best at it, David.
Yeah, he's amazing. I love working with Richard. And we're going to be there next weekend at the Bay Area UFO Expo, so I hope I see some of you guys out there.
Number 12.
Number 12, you feel, and perhaps all your life, have felt tremendously alienated and the sense that you don't quite fit in. Maybe you have hoped to be like other people, you have tried your best to look normal or feel normal, or imagine yourself to be like everyone else, but the bottom line is that you simply feel different and you always have.
Nope, that's a no. That's a no.
Okay.
So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of them yes. What does this mean?
Of course, I'll read what it says. Of course, the questionnaire is not exhaustive. Simply answering yes to any one point doesn't necessarily mean you're from elsewhere. Although some questions are pretty good indicators, there are no guarantees, and I assume no legal liability. Only you can determine whether or not you are an ET soul. In most cultures, external sources determine what's right and wrong, true and false. If you're seriously wondering whether or not you're a wanderer or an ET soul, don't expect support and fair hearing from other people. Many marriages are broken on the rocks of an ET announcement. Be careful to whom you turn for feedback and guidance. Some people are surely going to freak out or question your sanity. So basically, it's like the more hits you get on that list, the more likely it is to be.
Right. And so I don't know if I am or not. But,
well, I would say that anybody who scores above a 4 or 5 is a pretty darn good likelihood.
You really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you got to understand, George, I work with these people all the time because the way that we set up the readings, you can only ask certain kinds of questions, questions that directly relate to the evolution of mind, body, and spirit. And if people don't want to know that kind of stuff, we're not going to give them a reading.